Tourism can change an event that used to be just for one culture. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Thomas Paradis, professor of geography and urban planning at Butler University, determines how to mix both worlds.
The impacts of globalization on centuries-old traditions can be challenging as well as eye-opening. Take, for instance, the Palio horse race in Siena, Italy, held twice each summer in honor of the Virgin Mary. 10 of the city's 17 medieval-era neighborhoods, or contradas, enter a horse and jockey in one of the most ferocious races on earth. With its picturesque city square converted into an amphitheater, the Palio and its 4 days of local rituals represent the last surviving medieval games, once common throughout Tuscany. The Palio is therefore an authentic event, a marker of local identity not at all designed for the tourist gaze. Now in the age of social media and over-tourism, visitors share heart-stopping images of horses careening around the city square and jockeys being thrown to the ground. After centuries of enjoying relative isolation, the Sienese find themselves defending their practices to a rather skeptical world. A former mayor voiced recent concern, suggesting the Palio was in danger of becoming less meaningful. He states, "The Palio is reduced to simple goods to consume, provided as a meal, not only to tourists, but also to the Sienese." So the challenge posed is to balance the misinformation of outside observers with the fresh ideas they can bring. For its part, Siena has attempted just that, with enhanced safety and vetting protocols for the horses, and more intentional security and local guidance for some 30,000 spectators. The reality is that local places like Siena can change with the times, while also maintaining a core of traditions and values that will assure the event's success well into the future.
That was Thomas Paradis of Butler University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.